Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a podcast about life, liberty, and the pursuit of a wonderful life. Wait a minute, did I say life twice? Anyway, I'm your host, Opinionated. Buckle up, check out the topics that I have put together just for you. Hello, what's up, family? This is Opinionated, and on this show, I like to talk about just the random thoughts and things that I notice in the world around me. And today I want to talk about how people keep on finding exactly what they're not looking for. And this may seem like it relates to a previous podcast, but maybe it does, and maybe it's going to go off in a totally different direction. Either way, buckle your seatbelt. Let's get ready to go. So, why do people keep finding what they're not looking for? Or how do people keep ending up in places that they aren't even trying to go? Like, you get a girlfriend that's cheating on you. Well, I don't think you set out to find one like that. Or you get a boyfriend who's doing drugs and stealing all your money and punching you in the throat. You probably didn't go on Craigslist and just create an ad looking for that. So how does this keep happening to you? Is it bad luck? Is it karma? Is it your vibes? Are you attracting this to you? Maybe none of that, and maybe all of that. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. When you don't know what you're looking for, then you don't know when you found it. Or you don't know when this isn't it. So it's real imperative that we take time out to be real specific about what it is that we desire. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? Like, create this entire visual in your head. Like, and it actually not a visual, because this is people too much emphasis on the visual or the physical aspects of things. Like, hey, that's a shiny car. The music sounds loud. I'm going to buy it. 2 days later, the engine's gone. Well, it's still shiny and the music's still loud. So you won, didn't you? Well, that's another case of you attracting what you're not looking for. But also, there's, same with relationships with people. Hey, that girl's got long hair and green eyes. Gotta have her, right? Oh, but she cheated on you with your cousin and your grandpa. Well, that ain't what you were looking for. But it is, because you saw the green eyes and the long hair and you said, hey, this is it. See, this is what happens when you're not sure about what you're doing. Sit down, take a moment, and write down what you're looking for. Be specific. Like, this is part of creating this visual. You know, we're going to create the target so you'll know how to hit it. So write down what you're looking for. You know, just let's just skip the whole physical part of it, because look good is look good, and that's not all to it. Let's talk about what characteristics this ideal person that you're looking for has, or this ideal job, whatever it is. Let's list 10 things. Let's list 20, 30. Well, 30, that's a lot. But be as specific as you can. And so what you're doing is you're thinking about it, maybe for the first time ever. What am I looking for? Yeah, I like these qualities. These, you kind of had a hodgepodge of random thoughts floating around in your head. You know, I like this, I don't like that, I don't like this. But nothing was really like organized and formulated and crystal clear. So by writing it, we can really get some clarity on what we're looking for. And we're telling ourselves what we are looking for, and we're telling ourselves what it looks like. So now, the next person we walk up and meet or encounter, or the next job we apply for, we can say, this has all the qualities that I'm looking for. Or we can say, it sounds attractive and everything, but this doesn't have the qualities that I'm really looking for. So now you actually know that this isn't what you want, so you don't have to engage and invest lots of time and energy into discovering that, once again, you have found exactly what you're not looking for. So it's just about taking charge of your thinking, attracting what you really want by starting with knowing what you really want. Sounds simple, but it's beautiful. Believe me, it's something that I did myself. So when you make sure that you know what you want, then you'll know it when you see it. It's a small step in the right direction. Maybe this doesn't make any sense to you. Maybe it makes all the sense in the world to you. Either way, I'm opinionated. We all have opinions, and this one is mine. Feel free to like, share, comment, agree or disagree. Give me a hand clap. Hey, I like praise. I also like constructive criticism that can help me grow and see things from different angles, because that's what it's all about. None of us is like the, no man is an island, you know, we can't see the front and the back at the same time. So together we can see the whole view. I appreciate you, and I will see you in the next one.